We start a new parak today, the ninth parak, nearing the end. This parak is talking about gazela. So hagozel, as it's called. As from, I don't want to explore this in a big way, but the main point I want to talk about right now, just remember that we're not going to talk about kefil here at all, because we're talking about gazela. And gazela means when you are the armed robber, the brazen robber, who's taking in front of your victim, and therefore there's only a single payment. There's no kefil. There's no kefil double payment. There's just the gunav pays. So the surreptitious, clandestine theft pays kefil. Should he be found guilty by the courts? The gazlan, the robber, doesn't. That's not a critical point. I'm just preempting a question like, whoa. What is focusing on the Mishnah here, its focus, is the pasuk which says that the robber, the gazlan, has to return v'heishiv es ha-gazela, he has to return the stolen object, asher gazal, that he stole. Now the word asher gazal seems superfluous. So therefore the Gemara speaks out, the pasuk is coming to tell you that he's returning the object itself as it is, meaning the normal case is that, same as geneva, that if I have the object be'ain, if the object's in my possession still, I stole your watch, I have to give back you your watch. I can't give you the value of the watch. However, if I cannot give you back the watch because it's no longer with me, I broke it, I lost it, I sold it, now I have to pay you back the value of the watch, asher gazal, at the time of the gazela, at the time the theft took place. I'm going to use theft and robbery interchangeably. English doesn't, I mean, the subtlety exists.
Let's say gold, you stole it at 500 an ounce.
So okay, so exactly, so that will be like the kind of topic we're going to deal with now. You steal gold and it was worth 500 an ounce, and that was, 6 years ago, whatever, and now it's at $1,500 an ounce. So the answer would be, asher gazal, you pay back $500. You sold the gold back then. It doesn't matter if you sold it for $500 or $1,500 or anything between. I stole $500 of the gold from you. Back then it was worth $500. So today I'm paying you back $500. And that would cut both ways, up or down. I return back. The only way you're going to be able to resolve this in terms of your that's not fair, near jerk reaction, is to go for the same approach you're taking throughout, which is we're having two parallel topics. The restitution, the victim's hashgacha with Hashem and the perpetrator's hashgacha. But the Torah, the din is the perpetrator, the robber, returns back what he stole or its value at the time of the theft, regardless of whether it has since appreciated or depreciated. That's point number one. Point number two is, not only is this apply when the stolen object is no longer present, in other words, the gold's been sold. No more, I can't give you that piece of gold. I can't give you your wristwatch. I don't have your wristwatch. What do you want from me? It's even when it was once I stole the wood from your house and I now made it into a rocking chair. Now it's no longer your wood. Now it's my rocking chair. So that shinui, that change that is done to the wood, the material, the stolen object, whatever it is, if it's a shinui, a full-blown change, either in it's called the shinui maisa, it's the thing itself, like an act, the thing has changed, the thing is a different kind of thing. Even if it's the same name, as you call it in English, Hebrew, for example, wood, I don't know what that, doesn't matter. Or if it's a shinui hashem, even if it hasn't changed in terms of its actual thing, not a different thing functionally, but it's got, they call it something else now, it goes by a different name, even by a minor changes, shinui hashem, those, once the object has changed, goes by a different name now, or goes functionally different, shinui maisa, it's changed, the transformation has occurred in the actual physical object, the physical transformation, as opposed to a conceptual one, we'll see that later on. So then, the perpetrator also is kona the object, and it's now a new object. Since I can't return to you your wood anymore, because now it's a rocking chair, so I only have to give you back wood, or the value of the wood that I stole from you, not the rocking chair. This is not that takana we saw about building that piece of wood as the beam into your ceiling. That's into your roof beam. That's different. There, I stole an I-beam from you, I put an I-beam in my wall. It's the same I-beam, just happens to be hidden behind the plaster in my ceiling. That's a special derabbanan takana. Oh, we won't require the thief to, demolish his house to get at that same old I-beam, because they'll never do it, and no one will ever get their property back. So I'd rather admit, the rabbi said, rather admit you stole it, give it back to him, and give him the value instead of, because otherwise he'll never admit to it, because he wants to hide the too much cost for him to take it apart. That's not this case. This case is where I actually stole your I-beam, then I melted it down, and out of this metal I made it, you know, I made myself into something else, a whole, you know, wind chime. So now it's a wind chime, not an I-beam, so then I don't have to pay you back, I don't have to give you back the wind chime, I can pay back the I-beam with the equivalence value. Okay? So the acquisition happens in one of two ways. Shinui Hashem, it goes by a different name now, or Shinui Maisa, the thing has undergone a physical transformation. Physical transformation, not a conceptual one. In other words, one example will be, you'll see in the Mishnah later on, if I'm Matamet, and I stole Truma, okay, from the Kohen, and now I became Tame, I can give him back the same Truma. The fact that now it's no good for him, that's not my problem. But that point is, that's not, yes, that's not called a Shinui, we'll see that in a second. But that's not called a Shinui Maisa, because it's the same grapes that were before, it just happened to be Tame grapes now, but there's no physical transformation, just a conceptual one. Okay, so that's where we're headed with this. The Shinui Maisa, the transformation, physical transformation, has to be one that it can't be what the Gemara calls Chos Lebriaso. It can't ever revert back to its original state. I don't know if it goes by the same that I remember in high school. I remember learning about jewelry in high school, whatever, like physical changes versus chemical changes or something. I don't think that technical. It doesn't mean you can't. Obviously, in other words, for example, I stole the I-beam from you, I melted it and made it into a wind chime. So, back in high school, whatever it was, that being considered just a physical change because you could remelt it down and make it back to an I-beam. That's not what we mean. We mean that it's, you know, it can't be reassembled. In other words, so the example would be, I stole your wood, your firewood, and I made it into a raft. All I have to do is untie the ropes and raft to return it to firewood. That's what I mean by Chos Lebriaso. I don't know where to draw the line exactly, but that is the principle. If it hasn't really changed, it's just sort of like in a different configuration, so take the configuration apart. You know, Lego, that's still your Legos. Now it's a Lego house. No, it's just the Legos built on Lego house. Give them back the Legos and that's that.
Exactly.
Stacked up bricks. Yeah. Exactly. Something. Without mortar. Once the mortar's become a wall, it's something different. Okay. So, I have to learn a little Gemara, see like exactly where to draw the line. But that's the gist here.
So, if I stole your watch, and I'm being required to return it, right? It was my possession. I don't have the choice. What if I like that watch? I'll give you now, and it's worth it.
Not allowed to.
I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you'll see many times the criminal does profit. Like, in other words, but that's the idea, correct. Whereas, you stole my watch, and subsequently, you know, that watch became very fashionable. Whatever. Okay, fine. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says inside, Hagozel Eitzen. If the thief, the robber, takes the wood, Va'as and Kalim, and turns it into, you know, bookshelves. Or, the truth is actually, that's not like Gemara's example. I should have said the Gemara actually speaks out the example, Kalim, it even says, even an Ali, you know, like, what do you call it, like a pestle. We had it before, Bikurim, we had it. It's like this wooden, think of a baseball bat, basically. Like a baseball bat that's used there to, like, you know, bang, you know, things into pound, mush down things. It's shaped, but it is shaped, but it ain't shaped. It's from a log to, like, the shape of a baseball bat. It's shaped, but very minimally. The point is, even though that's considered a Shinui Maisa, like a minor Shinui Maisa, that's going to be sufficient. Because it's also got a Shinui Hashem. That's an important point. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of being out the Gemara's. The example the more Gemara wants to bring out is normal, like a full-blown Shinui Maisa is a real change. This is considered a Shinui Maisa katan, a little tiny, a minor Shinui Maisa, because it really is, you could take that, it's not like, it hasn't been lacquered and polished, it's just, you know, shaped, you know, curved at the bottom, whatever, so it'll pound nicely. Which really still functions as firewood, for goodness sakes, who are you kidding? But it's a little bit different. But since it also has a Shinui Hashem, because now you look at that, you don't say, look at that firewood, you say, look at that pestle. Is the T sound to the pestle? It's pestle. You don't think so?
No, yeah.
Pestle.
Maybe it's like often, which definitely a T should not be pronounced, but the fact you'll say it. I don't know. Anyways, the mortar and pestle, or pestle, whatever it is. So, since it has a Shinui Hashem, because you actually call it a pestle now, you don't call it a piece of wood, small change, but with a changed name is enough to affect the Shinui, that now the gazlan acquires it, and when he pays back, he only will pay back the value of the wood he stole, and not give back the value of, not give back the pestle itself.
But it seems to be a concern that even if he shapes it a little bit, that some of what used to be part of it isn't there.
It's lost.
So if you give it back to him, he's got less of what he had.
Okay, but he's got more because now he's worth the value.
It's worth more,
maybe.
But anyway, the point is, it's, the point is, since the chain is considered a minor change, it's insignificant. Small changes wouldn't matter. In other words, if there was some, I don't know what, wood shavings are cut off or something, it wouldn't make a difference. Not to be exact. You'll see, for example, we'll see in just a bit. Well, trust me, we'll see in a second about vegetables starting to go bad. That's the idea. A minor change wouldn't matter. It has to be like a real different thing. Different thing and different name. Even if it's minor, that's enough. Or Samer, he stole, the victim, the perpetrator stole wool, va'as and begadim, and made them into clothing. The Gemara speaks out the clothing could even be felt. No, felt, you know, people don't have felt anymore, I don't think, except in like kindergarten. But felt, basically, we discussed it back in Kilayim, we discussed it. It's basically just pressed wool. It's not actually, I think I maybe discussed it at length. The friction basically makes like the naps, the tiny fibers, and they become like smushed together. But you haven't actually woven anything. So it's considered a relatively minor change, you could sort of speak.
Hats still a felt.
That's true, hats are still a felt. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I know somebody makes things out
of felt. Okay, fine, right. I mean, it still exists, but I'm saying like preschool, that's taken to the next level. It's art project. Hats are made out of felt. That's right. Right, exactly. So it's pressed. The point is, that's not considered a real bona fide large shinui maisa, because it's still just, it's the same old wool press. It's not so different than the raft, you know, whatever it is. But since it's now called, you know, baguette, it's called fabric, whatever you call it, felt. So then, that's already enough. He would, Mishalim, the perpetrator, pays kisha'asa gazela. He pays according to the value of the time he stole it. Gazal para mu'uberes. So get this. The perpetrator steals a pregnant cow, v'yalda, and then the cow has a baby. So now it's no longer a pregnant cow. Now it's a, I don't know, but there is a name for it in English too. A pregnant cow versus not a pregnant cow. I don't know what it is. It has a name. Just think like there's heifer for never having an eye. There's a, even in English it has a different name. Parmu beres, v'yalda, it's no longer parmu beres, something else. Or Rachel t'una, Rachel is like a E-W-E, like a female sheep. T'una, meaning it's like
Laden
with the wool on top of it. Ugazaza, mm-hmm. And he sheared it, or shore it, sheared it.
He sheared it.
So then, Mishalim de Meipara Haomedes Leled. He pays back, that's considered a Shinui Maisa, and he, because now it's no longer pregnant, or now it's no longer laden with wool. And he, the perpetrator pays back the victim the value of a pregnant cow, not, and he keeps the cow and the baby for himself. This is going to keep on going. This is going to, your knee-jerk reaction. Hey, that's not fair. It's going to keep on happening. That's the rule the whole way through. The whole way through is going to be the same idea. Why doesn't he?
No,
well, he may not want to.
Then.
Oh, rather, he doesn't have to, right? He doesn't have to give it back, both back.
Well, in terms of fairness, you see, he paid the veterinarian. He's paying the food a little bit. He's paid, so there is a fairness.
I guess, if yes,
way,
yes.
There is a fundamental fairness.
Animals way before that.
But it could, remember, when you pay back, you can pay back in like cash equivalents. You could conceivably could pay with animals, but the point is, if the animal became sickly or died or something or whatever, got ill or needed, that's not the victim's fault anymore. I want the value that he gets, the value that was taken from them, no more no less. The thing has changed now. No, you took from me, I don't want it back. I don't have to take it back. Okay. Gazal para, other way around, he steals a cow that's not pregnant, Venus Abra eats low, and then it gets pregnant while it's in his possession, right? Vialda, and then it even goes and has a baby. So it's like reverted, the cow transitioned, and now it's back to how it was, but now there's an old cow plus new baby. Or Rachel, Yavdiyu, and then Venit Ana, it became Ta'un, it became laden with wool over the course of the year. Ate low at the house of the robber, Ukazaza, and he sheared it and kept it for himself. Mishalim Kishasa Gazela. All he does is pay back what he took, the original cow, the original sheep, its value at the time he stole it. That's that. And he gets to keep the wool and keeps the child. So that's, you know, crime pays, I guess. That's what I'm saying. The only way you're gonna be able to deal with the not fairness is to say the Hashgah. Like we're looking at these two players as independent. Independent, the victim and the perpetrator.
Let's say the cow dies.
still have to pay back the value of the cattle.
Yes, so that
the fairness goes that way,
yes, correct. But as much as if you look at, usually we look at things in our modern sensibility, we certainly look at there's like a time value to money or even or to assets. In other words, the reason I have this sheep is because it's going to live for 10 years, or sheep live, and it's going to produce 10 coats of wool, and that's why I bought it. That's why I raised it, because I wanted 10 coats. Meanwhile, I'm only getting 9 coats because you kept one for yourself. That's not fair. That's the offense to our sensibility. It's not fair. That was one of, when I bought the or. Raise whatever the sheep. I was expecting 10 crops of wool and I got 9 crops. How come you get to keep it? You didn't earn it. You said you fed it? Well, I didn't tell you to feed it. I want my wool back. That's the offensiveness of it. But anyways, that's the bit. Okay?
I sold a one-year-old animal and now I'm calling it really bad. It's a year and a half.
We're going to discuss that in just a second. If it's... That's the next mission. You'll see in a second. But assuming that from 1 to 2 or whatever is considered like material the same in terms of its productivity. Besides the coat of wool itself. Zeh klal, the principle is, kol ha-gazlanim, mishalman kasha'asa gazela. The robber always pays back the value of what he stole at the time he stole it, no more, no less. Now, whenever the Mishnah says zeh klal, it's always coming to add something. Well, that's a rule. So this zeh klal is coming to add something even more surprising than before, which is if you steal a teleh, like a lamb, and then it becomes an isle, a ram. So it's got, now it's considered to have a shinui. Maybe it's a minor shinui, I guess, but it's shinui. Shame, it's a different creature. And therefore, the robber only pays back the value of a tle, of a little sheep, not a big sheep. It's considered a different thing when it transitioned from being a lamb to being a ram. And the same would go, of course, for a calf. He steals a calf, it becomes an old bull. Same story, he just pays back the calf value. And here's the punchline. If he shechts it or sells it, remember, that's our sheep, our seh, or our shore. If he shechts it or sells it, once it's become the isle, the ram, or the shore, the full-grown bull, so then he will not pay 4 or 5, because it was his. He acquired it with the shinoi. The victim acquired it when it changed its name and status to being a full-grown bull or full-grown ram. And therefore, if he shechts it or sells it, he doesn't pay 4 or 5, because it was his when he shechted or sold it. Okay? Just gives back the value of a calf or a lamb.